A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm John McEnroe.
I'm Bjorn Borg.
This is Martina Navratilova.
I'm Mats Wilander.
I'm Stan Wawrinka.
I'm Leighton Hewitt.
I'm Andy Murray.
And you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Tennis Podcast, brought to you in association with The Telegraph. Catherine Whittaker of Eurosport and myself, David Law from BBC Radio 5 Live, talk to you as we walk through the grounds of the US Open, because we are racing for the bus, because Andy Murray has given us an early night, thanks to the most ruthless, savage, extraordinarily brilliant performance that I think I've ever seen from him. I was absolutely bowled over. But, listeners, we're racing for the bus, but we're still giving you a tennis podcast. Catherine Whittaker, you've just spoken to Andy Murray. I've just described it in a few words as to what I saw from the man. What did he have to say about it? He's not exactly one for sort of hyperbole about himself, is he? But, I mean, I don't see how he could have done anything much better than he did tonight.
No, it's funny. My first question with him, I thought it was a bit of a punt. I debated whether or not to put this to him. I said, have you ever played a better match than that? And I thought he would bat it away. You know, I thought, oh, he'll quash that and go, oh. And he sort of said, oh, it's hard to say, but maybe not. Maybe I haven't. It was almost a bit uncomfortable for us Grigor Dimitrov fans. I mean, it was such a statement. We talked last night.
Try not to walk through into that tree there, Catherine. We've just had to separate Catherine from the microphone as we walked headlong in towards a trunk. We're all right now.
First ever in-transit tennis podcast. We talked last night about how Novak Djokovic's performance was a statement performance, knowing in the back of his mind that Andy would have been watching because it was against his countrymen. Well, it was, you know, it's statement and reply, isn't it? I don't know if that's what was in his mind, but statement and reply. It was quite something. He said, yeah, it's possible I haven't played a better match than that. He said, I asked him about the fact that he hit, according to IBM, his fastest ever serve tonight. Apparently he hit one faster in San Jose and Davis Cup, but those speed guns are not necessarily the most reputable speed guns, I think. For most people's money, he hit his fastest ever serve tonight of 141 miles per hour. And he said, that gives me enormous confidence in my serve. He said, that's a really big deal for me going forward. He'll play Nishikori next. I fear Nishikori might be fodder, frankly.
The thing is, that wasn't just one big serve. First of all, I do love the fact that Andy Murray, basically, despite having just sweated and run about and belted the ball for 2 hours, still has the stats to hand in his own mind that we've been spending the full 2 hours trying to look up to see whether it's as fast as ever served. Oh, and he corrects us in the post-match interview. Typical Andy Murray. He really does know his stuff. But it wasn't, to me, it wasn't just the headline figure of 141 miles an hour. There was a long period of Andy Murray's career, and if you think back 2 years ago to when he faced Dimitrov at Wimbledon in the quarterfinals, you look at his first serve percentage, it was really high because he was slowing them down, getting them in, sort of carving them into the corners and trying to play the game that way. We're just walking past I don't even know what it is. It looks like a sort of a generator, hence the noise you hear in the background as we just come towards the media bus here. And Catherine and I are just going to stop here to continue our chat. It was the relentlessness of the pace of the serve. Every single one was between 126 and 133 miles an hour throughout the whole match. I mean, it was strong-armed, bullying tennis. And, I mean, I don't think Grigor Dimitrov played particularly badly. I thought for the first set and a half, he was hitting the ball really well. He ran into a brick wall tonight. I mean, I'm telling you, I know that Andy Murray wasn't up against the best player in the world or one of the five or six best players in the world, but in terms of his own level, I've not seen better than that.
He didn't play badly, Dimitrov, because he didn't play at all. I mean, he just wasn't in that match. He didn't have any opportunity. Okay, he broke back the one time in... was it in the second set? But even then, there was no moment where you thought, okay, the match is on now. It just felt like a fig leaf of dignity for Dimitrov, which I was pleased for at the time. It's funny, I asked him whether, you know, his main priority tonight was energy and time conservation. You know, again, looking back to what happened in Paris and your recollection of what Boris said being the difference between him and Djokovic in Paris, and what whatever it was, 5 hours, 17 minutes was his reply. The difference in time spent on court prior to the final between him and Djokovic. And he said, actually, well, after the last match against Lorenzi, everybody said I played rubbish, and I didn't play rubbish. And maybe I have to put in a performance like that for people to say, oh, he's playing well. You know, I think he was a bit annoyed at the reaction to losing a set to Paolo Lorenzi last time around, because I think he feels he played pretty decent tennis in that match, and he quite often does that, doesn't he? He's a bit competitive.
What,
there's another guy on the court as well. It's not just me. You can't just look at me.
And he's right. To be fair to him, he's right about that. What did strike me, though, was when he sat down at 6-1, 4-1, sat down in his chair having broken serve again. He was annoyed because he'd lost his serve in the previous game, or he'd lost a game and he broke again. Sits down 6-1, 4-1, and I had to apologise on BBC Radio 5 Live because he swore. He swore at 6-1, 4-1. That's how in tune he was, and that's how desperate he was to just play a flawless match. And he was pumping himself up after winners in almost sort of anticipation of a potential letdown, and he just wasn't going to allow that. I mean, it was an absolutely spellbinding tennis. I mean, he was dressed all in black, head to toe, like Darth Vader, and he played evil tennis tonight.
I love that he isn't doing any of this jazzy fluoro with his clothes. Well done, Under Armour.
Catherine.
I mean, I'm hating the fluoro. I'm hating the Nike kit this year. I think it's.
Why are you wearing it then, Catherine? I mean, you've got a bit of pink going on there. I have to say, though, you used the word statement tennis at the outset. It's something we've said a number of times throughout the year, particularly in relation to Djokovic at the start of the year. Remember when he put the 6-1 set on Nadal in Doha, 6-1 set on Federer in the semi-finals, 6-1 set, first set against Andy Murray in the final of the Australian Open. Now, I put that out on Twitter. Inevitably, I got a few people saying, oh, well, you know, it's not the same level opponents, isn't it? Which you always get, which I understand. People think that you're trying to compare Murray and Djokovic, and I get the point that they are very different level opponents, but the fact of the matter is, in terms of level, in terms of intensity, in terms of ruthlessness, this was similar. And actually what I'm doing there is paying Andy Murray the ultimate compliment by comparing him in the same sentence as Novak Djokovic. So I'm bigging them both up, folks. All I can say is I hope that they meet in the final. That's not to do anything, any disservice to Kei Nishikori, who was exceptional today, by the way. I thought he was really good, Kei Nishikori. There's Jeff Tarango from BBC Radio 5 Live. Let's have a quick word with him, who is commentating with us tonight. Jeff Tarango, your impressions of Andy Murray?
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal. It's a new word that Jeff Tarango has invented, isn't it? It's a combination of phenomenal but with extra venom.
That's right. And he had a lot of I am not sorry with extra not on the side. And then he said, zzz.
Jeff Tarango's gone. He's gone to get the bus. We're going to have to go and get the bus in a second, Catherine. So, you know, anyway, the bottom line is Both brilliant players, both have put statement performances in. Nishikori was fantastic. Can't wait to see the PlayStation tennis that those two are going to play against each other. Wawrinka, bit up and down, but you never know, he can provide brilliance at any time. It's shaping up nicely, this US Open.
It is, yeah. Just to wrap up, a few other, I mean, Del Potro, I could talk all day about Dominic Thiem and what he's playing at, you know, having to retire from fourth round. See podcasts of 4 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, you know, sort out your schedule, Dominic, because we all want you to start fulfilling your potential. But
brilliant. Juan Martín Del Potro's story carries on, isn't it?
And hasn't dropped a set.
Isn't he lovely?
Yeah, he's fantastic. I can't wait to see rematch of the Wimbledon second round. Del Potro, Wawrinka, fantastic.
Shame about Venus.
Venus, that match was unbelievable. I mean, she saved those three match points. Pliskova, 40 love, looking like her arm was made of lead. I thought, you know, it's written for Venus. The crowd supporting her, it was more than for Nadal and Puy yesterday, and that is saying something. I love how much they love her here. I love that they always put her on Arthur Ashe. That's what she deserves. You know, I get why at Wimbledon they can't always put her on centre court, but, you know, to see her out on court 18 or something, it does make me a bit sad. I love how much they love her. It's what she deserves. And I mean, it's great for Pliskova, and she did play a great match. She needs to come into the net more. With that game, the difference between the two of them was they had pretty much the same game, except Venus had the confidence to follow in the short balls because she can volley better. If Pliskova can learn to volley, she's going to be formidable, but she both can't volley and knows she can't volley, so doesn't even try when she
gutsy
really
though, huh? Gutsy performance with that crowd against her.
So good. I mean, that was tough. That was the most what's the word I'm looking for? Not biased, because that has negative
partisan.
Most partisan. It's late, folks. It's late. Most partisan crowd I've experienced. It was incredible, and Pliskova deserved it. But I'm sad for Venus.
Yeah, me too. Serena, amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. We'll leave it at that. Catherine, our bus is about to go. You go and get on that one. I'll go and get on this one. Listeners, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.